Zach, a great way to open up your season. Now a veteran here at Princeton. Huge margin of victory, obviously. Great to start 1-0. But we saw a lot of potential for some of the younger guys on this team. What did you see from them, their first regular season game, that gives you a lot of hope moving forward?
I mean, they're all gamers. We've got young guys like Connor McCarthy, Mike Sowers, and they're all doing big things for us out there on the field. And it's just exciting that we've got some depth at the midfield, we've got depth of the attack, we've got depth everywhere. So it's definitely a good thing seeing that, and a good thing moving forward, knowing that we have the young guys to rely on, and they're pushing the old guys too. So we got veterans that are getting pushed by young guys, so there's nothing bad about it.
And you mentioned the young guys pushing the old guys, and you mentioned Michael Sowers. When he comes out and you see that first quick step and his vision, does that take some pressure off of you from facilitating the offense?
I mean, I'm trying to get the ball on his stick so he can shake some guys. He's definitely one of the best Dodgers, probably in D1 lacrosse. I think he's the best Dodger on our team already. So having that pure Dodger on our team is huge for us. And he's going to be able to draw a slide whenever he wants and get some offense just right off of his first step, like you said.
And a big offseason for this program, a new-look coaching staff. Obviously, you know Coach Madelon. You're familiar with him. Coach March comes over from Vermont to kind of take control of this offense. Talk about that coaching staff this offseason and how the teams come together.
I mean, the coaching staff, they've meshed really well, and that's huge. Just like a team meshes, having a coaching staff mesh. They get along great. Three of them went to Roanoke, and then Coach Bernhardt was at Maryland. But they definitely get along. They have some fun together, which is good because then we see them having fun. We're allowed to have fun. It's great. But they also have a really good relationship with the team. Like outside the cross, they're going to be the same guys. Like, it's not like we come on the field and we can't talk to them like friends. So it's awesome having that coaching staff, and they're great to rely on.
Well, Zach, congrats on 1-0. Quick turnaround. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Dave Giancola catching up with Zach Currier. A six-point day for the second straight season. Four goals in the opener against NJIT for the senior Canadian midfielder. 22-8, the final score.